Welcome to the O Woman Podcast, where we discuss so many things related to women's sexuality, bodies, thoughts, and lives. We'll talk about everything from our relationships to our orgasms to our children and our ovaries, and we'll share outstanding experiences and ordinary ones. I'm Emma, and a big open welcome to you. Thanks for joining me for the show today. This is episode 106 of the O Woman Podcast. And today I wanted to talk a little bit about the sexuality of mutual grooming. Everybody's always looking for a new way to reconnect with their partner, to kind of spice up their sexual time, but it's really hard to find a time and sometimes find a reason to try something new. And when you think about it, grooming isn't something new. Most people groom throughout the day, usually themselves, but oftentimes other people. So let's think about it. Women, they brush their hair, they pluck their eyebrows, they might shave their legs, they shave other body parts, they put on makeup, they kind of, you know, adjust their clothes. That's some of the few things. Men do some of the same stuff. They shave their beard, they trim their hair. They might gel their hair, they might do something with their hair, or perhaps it's very short and they might not. Some guys do different things with body hair too, so guys might shave his body parts or might kind of trim them or things like that. So, and of course there's many, many other variations to this, but that's just some basic examples of everyday grooming that you do. And when you think about what grooming does for you, is it actually makes you feel better about yourself? So it makes a lot of sense that mutual grooming, which would be grooming each other, is also going to make you feel better about yourself in the same way that grooming yourself does. But it's also going to be a bonding experience. So that's what it is. Grooming really is bonding. Besides just the fact that it cleans you up and makes you feel better, makes you look better, in your mind anyway, it is a bonding experience. If you think about any nature documentary you've ever seen or any images you've heard about or seen about mutual grooming, you probably think of monkeys. So baboons or any of the cute little New World monkeys with the curly tails that dangle around on trees, sitting around moms, grooming babies, different females grooming different females as a status thing or as a friendship thing, family members grooming family members, the females grooming the males. You know, there's all sorts of variations on grooming. And for monkeys, it cleans them of bugs and ticks and mites and fleas and things like that. And usually the monkeys will eat the snacks, so that's a nice thing. They'll eat those bugs and ticks and things as snacks. But it is a social experience. It is a social experience. It's something that allows for quality time. It's physical closeness, but it also shows a certain amount of care, a certain amount of love or interest in the other person. Otherwise, why would you spend any time, or shows a lot of interest in the other monkey, why would you spend any time cleaning up someone you didn't like? Think about having to brush the hair of a stranger. It sounds pretty weird and pretty gross. And depending on how gross you imagine the stranger to be, it's not something that you would naturally do. So we naturally only really want to get up close and personal with the grooming and body parts and things like that of people that we love and people that we care about. A lot of women really enjoy having their hair brushed. I know I do. It's a really nice experience. I don't do it very often, as far as someone else brushing my hair, but I've mentioned this in another episode, but think about when you were a kid and you would play with each other's hair. It was such a relaxing experience to have your hair played with in most cases. Now, on to the topic of mutually grooming you and your partner. This includes you and your partner. So it's easy to think about grooming your children because the kind of they need your help. You're thinking, oh, they can't brush their own hair, or oh, they need help, you know, with brushing their teeth, or oh, they need help wiping their butt, which I guess is a type of grooming. And I'm not talking about helping them brush their teeth or wiping your partner's butt. But some of the basic grooming things that to you, you find therapeutic and you find that it makes you feel nicer afterwards. Those things are the things that we're talking about. You might not naturally be a person, or your partner might not naturally be a person that is actually really comfortable with this aspect, with this idea of grooming each other. And that's okay. You don't have to be comfortable with it. But it is worth approaching, it is worth trying to see if it actually is sort of a weird experience and you don't like it, or if you find that it's actually relaxing and centering and therapeutic, like I've said. So let's talk about some examples so that if you're thinking about implementing mutual grooming, which I recommend, Jason and I do this every few days, but, you know, we don't plan it. It just happens, you know, because it's a natural bonding, cozy closeness thing. So let's think about some options. So a couple different grooming things that we participate in would be plucking hairs. So he doesn't pluck any of my hairs at all. I don't feel inclined for him to do that. I don't think he feels inclined to do it either. But, you know, I am more adept with the tweezers because I've been using them for longer. And he kind of has a unibrow and he has little hairs on his face and things like that. Like nose hairs growing on top of his nose and stuff like that. So those things are things that we forget about for a while. And then I've noticed and I go, oh, I see your eyebrow hairs. I see your nose hairs. And I'll just say, roll over, you know, in bed. I'll grab him and I'll get the light on him and I'll just pull them out. And he'll request it from me if it's been too many days or he notices or he just thinks, you know what, we haven't done this in a while. Because we get to be really close to each other. Sometimes you just fall in the bed and you don't spend some time touching and being close. So I'm kind of laying on top of him, very close to his face, touching his face, almost massaging his face, moving my fingers around, trying to find things that I want to pull out, like that, find the eyebrow hairs, you know, squeezing his nose a little bit to get to different hairs. And now the thing about plucking hairs is it might hurt a little bit, especially in the beginning if your partner isn't used to having any hairs plucked by anyone or you. But it becomes kind of, to me, at least when I pluck my own hairs, sort of a positive pain. Almost like a loose tooth or something. It feels nice. Sometimes you're like, ooh, that one really hurts, but it doesn't feel bad. It doesn't make you want to stop. And that's something that I know that Jason has mentioned before is it's not such a big deal. It doesn't matter. The experience is worth more than the few moments of, you know, this uncomfortable thing. And it might even enhance the experience. Another thing that we do that is a product of living in the country and is a product of being outside and in the woods a lot, is we check each other for ticks, which is a pretty important thing when you go camping or hiking, just because, you know, ticks aren't fun. Ticks are kind of gross. And depending on which state you live in, there could be some higher risk of certain, you know, diseases, tick-borne diseases that you could get. And in some states, there's not as much of a risk. In ours, there isn't. But still, I mean, we get lots of ticks a year. This year's better because we had such a cold winter. But we still, I mean, it's sort of a health necessity to check each other for ticks. So we do that, and we do it sort of in a strategic, massage-y kind of way. It becomes a big event. There's actually a really funny country song, and I think it's called I Want to Check You for Ticks, that's about that. You know, I want to go hang out in the woods. I want to lay in the grass. And then later, I want to check you for ticks. And the reason that's a funny joke is because checking someone for ticks is a super intimate, close experience, because you need to get in all the folds and cracks of their body. You need to go through all of their hair, crotch hair, head hair, because that's where ticks like to hide, in the cracks and in the hair and things like that. So the really nice thing about checking for ticks or checking for any kind of bug you think you might have gotten, oh, chiggers, I think I got chiggers, I went in the woods or something like that. The good thing about that is you end up touching your entire partner's body, which doesn't happen often, even with massages. You don't always touch their whole body because you might not think to massage their, you know, touch the back of their knee or touch between their toes because you're looking, in this case, for ticks in all the cracks. So that's something that I recommend doing, even if you don't think it's that high of a chance you have ticks. It becomes a long sensual event, and it usually ends in some sort of fun sexual event, too. Also, the thing about mutual grooming, I gave you some of the examples that we do, but you can do whatever kind of mutual grooming is appropriate for you. You can brush each other's hair. You can put lotion on each other. That counts as mutual grooming, and that's a really great foreplay thing that kind of gets all the juices flowing. Is when you're grooming each other, when you're taking care of each other, what you're really saying is, I care about you and I care about your health and I care about your body, and I love your body because I'm willing to touch all of it and see all the sides of it and protect it from whatever I'm looking for. I'm looking for a bug, or I'm making you feel better by, you know, putting lotion on your dry skin, or putting aloe on your sunburn, or, you know, different things like that. That's really what you're saying. You're saying, I care about you. I want to touch you. There's no aspect of you that's gross or disgusting or weird. And to me, that's important. Some people say, oh, there should always be mystery. I agree with that, but I don't think the mystery has to be about your body. And then if that makes you uncomfortable, that's okay. But I don't think the mystery in your relationship needs to be about your body. You're going to be occupying the same body your entire life. It might change. It might be altered. Different things will happen to it, but it's the same body, and on it are all of these stories. And that's another great thing about mutual grooming, is when you get that close and personal with someone else's body in a setting that isn't going to be just a sexual setting, because you're not thinking of all the little details of their body during a sex time. When you're just giving the massage, or you're just, you know, whatever you're doing that's a grooming thing, you have a chance to notice all the little tiny idiosyncratic, cute, unique things that they have about themselves. So you get to notice scars, you get to notice moles, you get to notice weird places hair grows, which I think is pretty fun. You get to notice cuts or bug bites or any of those things. And that leads to stories. That leads to questions and learning more about each other and sharing. And that's what's so important. Because if you see the scar on her ankle that you haven't seen, it's like this tiny scar, you can ask about it. And maybe they don't even remember. Maybe they think, oh, I don't know, I must have run into something. Or maybe they think, oh, that was the time I dropped this glass and a piece of glass broke off of it and it cut me in the leg, and that was when I was 18 and blah, 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 blah. You know, it reminds you that they have a history, that they have a past, and that their bodies carry the history and the past with them. And that isn't something that should be run away from. Just like a woman who's had a child, her stretch marks, that's not something to run away from. That's a story. And so that's probably the biggest benefit of mutual grooming, besides, you know, getting the ticks off of you or adding lotion or making you feel better, is the bonding experience that is there in mutual grooming. So I encourage you to do this. Think of some way that you and your partner can groom each other that is a way that you feel comfortable with, and go for it, because it's totally worth it. I want to thank you so much for listening today to the show, as always. Don't forget to check out A Woman Podcast on Facebook. Subscribe on iTunes, rate the episodes, and check out the website, owomanpodcast.com, and leave comments or email me. If you have any comments, you can leave them that way too. Thanks so much for listening, and I'll talk to you next time. Bye.